Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Boo approach, how to warp a ghost snare pattern in Ableton Live 12 and capture that feel with groove pull tricks. We'll make a tight U-bar drum and bass snare pattern with quieter ghost hits, turn a copy into warpy audio, extract its micro timing and velocity into Live's groove pool, and reapply that humanized, slightly off-grid feel back to the MIDI clip. The result is skittering, atmospheric ghost snares that sit behind a punchy main snare, classic Boo-style atmosphere. What you will build by the end, you'll have a simple 2-bar D and B snare clip with lower velocity ghost snares, a warped audio version of those ghosts with small timing and subtle pitch color, a custom groove extracted from that warped audio applied to your original MIDI, humanizing the performance, a compact effects chain, saturator, EQ, glue comp, and a short reverb to glue the snare into the mix. Prep. Set your tempo in the 170 to 175 BPM range. Use only Live 12 stock devices, drum rack or simpler, warp, groove pool, saturator, glue compressor, EQ 8, and a short reverb. Keep everything organized and label your tracks as you go. Step A, create the basic pattern. Create a drum rack or MIDI track and load a snare into a pad using simpler or drum rack. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Put main snares on beats 2 and 4, that's bar 1.2 and 1.4. Add ghost snares between those main hits. Try 16th or 32nd subdivisions on the A or AND positions to taste. Set velocities so mains are loud, around 100 to 127, and ghosts are quiet, roughly 30 to 60. The quieter ghosts will let microtiming sit in the atmosphere without fighting the transient. Step B. Commit a clean audio copy. Duplicate the snare track so you preserve an unwarped version. On the duplicate, resample the 2-bar loop to audio. Easiest way, create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it and record the loop while the original plays. Alternatively, consolidate, freeze track and flatten. Name the resulting audio clip Ghost Snare Warp and open it in clip view. Step C, warp the audio to make the boom microtiming. Enable warp in clip view and choose beats mode for percussive material. Make sure transient markers are visible. Add warp markers and nudge ghost transients a little to create push and lag. Typical moves are subtle, 8 to 30 milliseconds. For example, pull one ghost about 12 ms earlier, push another about 18 ms later, and nudge a third about 8 ms early. These small differences add skitter without sounding broken. For more character, slightly transpose the clip in clip view. Small values, like minus 0.5 to minus 3 semitones, darken the tone without drastic artifacts. Keep changes subtle. Step D. Extract the groove from the warped audio. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Extract Groove, or drag the clip to the grooves area in the browser. This creates a groove representing the clip's micro timing and velocity. Open the groove pool. Set the groove's bass to match the smallest division used in your ghosts. Try 1/16 or 1/32 so timing maps correctly. Step E. Apply and tweak the groove on your original MIDI. Go back to the original MIDI snare clip and select the extracted groove in the clip view groove chooser. Use the clip's groove amount slider to blend the effect. Start around 70 to 100%. In the groove pool, tweak timing 60 to 90% is a good range to control how strongly timing transfers. Set velocity transfer between 20 and 80% to bring dynamics into the MIDI. Add a small random value, 5 to 25%, for natural variation. If you want the groove permanent, right-click the MIDI clip and commit groove. Otherwise, keep it non-destructive so you can toggle it. Step F. Reshape and place the snare in the atmosphere. Build a short FX chain on the original snare track, saturator, soft or analog clip. Drive roughly 2 to 6 dB for body, EQ 8, high pass below about 100 Hz, and a slight dip around 200 to 400 Hz if it sounds boxy. Glue compressor, fast attack, medium release. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue things. Reverb, very short room. Decay around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Darken the tails and set dry slash wet low, 10 to 20%. Using a return for reverb gives you more control. Compare the processed MIDI with a warped audio clip. You can layer both. Keep the warped audio low for texture and the MIDI as the transient core that preserves punch while adding atmosphere. Optional, slice to MIDI if you want to retrigger parts of the warped audio. Use slice to new MIDI track. That creates a drum rack of slices that preserve the warp timing and lets you rearrange hits creatively. Common mistakes to avoid: don't warp too aggressively. Moves over 50 ms usually sound intentional or broken. Use beats mode for drums. Complex modes can smear transients. Make sure groove bass matches the smallest note division in the clip. otherwise timing will quantize oddly. And remember to consider velocity. Extract velocity to get expressive ghost dynamics, otherwise the groove won't feel alive. Pro tips: keep an unwarped copy in case you want to revert. Use a tiny reverb pre-delay, 5 to 15 ms, to keep early transients clear. You can combine grooves by stacking duplicate MIDI clips with different grooves and different clip amounts. For extra grit, add a short filtered noise tail and simpler under alternate ghost hits. When slicing warped audio, set transient sensitivity conservatively to avoid tiny unwanted slices. Mini practice exercise. Quick play: make a 2-bar clip with mains on 2 and 4 and 3 ghosts per bar at 1/16 or 1/32. Duplicate and resample to audio. Add 3 warp markers and move them. Early tilde 12 ms, late tilde 18 ms, and slightly early tilde 8 ms. Extract a groove, set bass to 1/16, timing 75%, velocity 40, random 12, and clip groove amount 85%. Add saturator for 2 to 4 dB and a short reverb at 0.25 seconds with dry slash wet around 12%. Save the patch. Recap: you just learned the Boo approach. Create a ghost snare MIDI pattern, resample to audio, use warp markers to add microtining and subtle pitch color, extract that feel into the groove pool, and apply it back to your MIDI for humanized, skittering ghost hits. Finish with a tight effects chain to sit the snare in the atmosphere. Small timing and velocity tweaks add life without losing punch. That's the Boo magic. Closing note: trust small moves, save your grooves, and always judge these details in the full mix. When the ghost hits sit right with bass and kick, you found the atmosphere. End of lesson.